Talking now with Dr. Jeff Edwards here at the Lahoma Field Day. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about these varieties. You've got awfully good wheat, awfully dead ripe wheat, I think, right now that folks are looking at today. What sticks out in your mind as you look at these various varieties?
Just the maturity right now. I tell you, what are we, 2.5, 3 weeks ahead of where we normally are? First time I've ever done a Lahoma Field Day and not had any green wheat to look at because of maturity. As far as things that are really standing out to me, it's how well our wheat has done this year. I'm surprised at how good it looks given the year that we've had. We've had drought stress, every kind of stress you can think of, and it still looks pretty good.
I know that obviously we've got several OSU bred varieties in here, including, of course, kind of that standard now of Duster. How's Duster and some of its descendants doing looking this year, you think?
Duster looks good. I don't think Duster is going to have the same year it did a couple of years ago, but I still think Duster will perform fairly well. We've got a couple of varieties out here that I call the sons of Duster. We've got Gallagher and Iba, and both of those really look good. We went through a period there where, for me, it was hard to top Duster, but we've got some varieties out there with Gallagher and Iba that can do it. Gallagher, outstanding forage producer, made nearly 2 tons per acre by December there at Stillwater in our forage trial. Great forage producer. Iba, widespread adaptation, good yield potential. Then you throw Garrison and Ruby Lee in there, and I really think we have something. Ruby Lee, I still think, is going to have a good year. Early maturing wheat, great for intensive management situations. And Garrison, I kind of think of it as a little bit of an endurance upgrade, kind of the same profile as endurance, but it also has wheat spindle streak mosaic virus resistance, which will bring it into north central Oklahoma, where endurance has kind of had a tough time.
You know, obviously, we have a couple of things this year kind of going on. Obviously, a fair amount of stripe rust, and also the lodging problem seemed to be one of the things I know is a fairly significant challenge.
We do. The stripe rust race shift took us by surprise, and it's really been a game changer in terms of how we think about varieties and how we think about the use of foliar fungicides. We've got a lot of good varieties out there now that if we're talking about stripe rust, you just got to pull the trigger and spray the fungicide on them. As far as the lodging, we kind of anticipated that a little bit, I guess, with the drought that we had last year, a lot of residual nitrogen out there, and just a very mild winter, two or three times the normal number of tillers, and that's too much for a crop to take. If there's one take-home lesson from that, it will be to go out and soil sample as soon as this crop comes off, see where your residual nitrogen levels are, because that's the only way to know is to pull a soil test. Now's the time to do it, and a single soil test, a couple hours to get that done, can make you $25, $30 an acre in terms of nitrogen cost, just knowing that you have it out there. So that's money and time very well spent.
I think we've got much nitrogen left after the fairly heavy crop that we've got here.
I don't think we have as much as we did last year, but I'm usually surprised at how much nitrogen is hanging around in the soil profile. There's some nitrogen that's tied up in this residue on tillers that maybe didn't make it all the way to harvest, and once those tillers start to decompose, that nitrogen is going to go back in the soil. So I don't look for us to be at the levels we were last year, but I don't look for us to be completely depleted either. The only way to know, though, of course, is to pull that soil test. Well worth your time.
Other advice as we, you know, go through the harvest season and look at, you know, options for 2013?
Well, I guess the type of year that Duster is having, it's not having a bad year, but it's not going to be the standout top performer that it's been over the past few years. It's the number one variety in the state. So this year's a wake-up call. If you're growing Duster out there, I still think it's a good variety. But if anything, this year should teach you that you need to have your eye on some newer varieties, not just OSU varieties. A lot of companies have good varieties out there, new varieties. Have your eye on those. And if nothing else, plant 10 or 20 acres of some new variety this fall to see how it performs on your farm. And have that as your ace in the hole whenever something happens, like a shift in stripe rust, a shift in leaf rust race. You have your go-to variety. You've already tried it out. You know how it's going to perform. You know exactly where you need to go when that happens.